Welcome to God's Loving Kindness in the Morning. Let's begin with Martin Luther's morning prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected us through the night from all danger and harm. And we beseech you to preserve and keep us this day also from all sin and evil, that in all our thoughts, words, and deeds, we may serve and please you. Into your hands we commend our bodies and souls and all that is ours. Let your holy angels have charge concerning us, that the wicked one have no power over us. Amen. We often feel disenfranchised and unable to cope with things in life. We are not alone, however, when we have turned from those things in life that separate us from our Heavenly Father. The Bible tells us that we must turn from sin, that is the meaning of repentance, and turn to God, turn to Jesus Christ, Son of God. Here's what happens when people get right with God, Acts 19, verses 1 through 7. And it happened while Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus. And finding some disciples, he said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" So they said to him, "We have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit." And he, Paul, said to them, "Into what then were you baptized?" So they said, "Into John's baptism." Then Paul said, "John indeed baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is, on Jesus Christ." When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. Now the men were there about 12 in all. The central question we have relating to this text is this: how do you get God's fullness in your life? And the big idea that comes out of these verses is this: believe on Jesus Christ and he will invigorate your life with his Holy Spirit. There is a need to have correct doctrine in our lives. Paul met believers in Ephesus. They had some understanding of the Scriptures, but it was only when they had a full understanding of the work of Jesus Christ that they were empowered. Correct doctrine is based on the Word of God, not the word of a preacher. Paul was preaching, but Paul was explaining the Scripture, not inventing something new. The people heard the Scripture and responded. When people respond to the truth in God's Word, the Bible, lives get changed. They shared the Holy Spirit through laying on of hands. Their lives were transformed and made full by the Holy Spirit. People can see the transformation. That's why we know there were 12 of them. Believe on Jesus Christ, and he will invigorate your life with his Holy Spirit. God can invigorate your life today too. If you have not trusted in Jesus in your life, maybe this is the time to consider him. Receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning devotional is brought to you by your friends at Historical Zion Lutheran Church in Silver Hill. We believe that the Lord calls on his people to worship him and share his word. Zion Lutheran Church is located on the corner of 7th Street and 4th Avenue, one block south of State Highway 104, near the Silver Hill Library. We share the Lord's Supper on the first and third Sundays of the month. Want additional information? Go to our website, www.lutheransinsilverhill.com, or call us at 945-5209.